Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, goddamned if it ain't Evil Weasel Wednesday, evil fucking day every fucking day. Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 13th day of March, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to come hit *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 35 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 45 and a low of 20 and sun and snow showers. Pretty much weather. Anyways, we'll be right back and we'll jump into the Ministry of Lies alternate controlled opposition propaganda.
Cause I'm the one that you see.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, let's go see what we got on our plate for this morning. United States has so much tax money to donate to foreign leaders, but no money to clean up the streets and fix the homelessness crisis. This is a video of San Francisco, and it looks like every other third world fucking country. In the beginning of this fucking 14 fucking years ago, we told you they were going to turn this country into a fucking third world hellhole with a big pile of fucking goddamn paper. At least the Indians got some beads out of the fucking deal. It was a big gold pile of paper, not good for wiping your ass on, and there it is. This normally quiet, peaceful neighborhood in Florida was shaken this week when three illegals from Guatemala were arrested for forcing a woman into a car and sexually assaulting her. Apparently, Florida also gives illegals driver's licenses. And again, this is the video, so you got to go watch it, but they did it. You look at the monsters in the video and they fucking, how'd they get here? Who brought them here and why? You know, that's what should be the fucking question, but it ain't the fucking question. We know what they're here for. We know what the fuck's going down and we ain't doing nothing about it. U.S. sending Ukraine more cluster bombs as part of new $300 million arms package. This is by Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. The White House announced on Tuesday that the U.S. is sending a new $300 million arms package to Ukraine that includes more cluster bombs, which are notorious for killing and maiming civilians. Well, that's what the fucking aim is, ain't it? We're trying to fucking cull the fucking herd here, aren't we, people? Ukraine that includes more cluster bombs, which are notorious for killing, maiming civilians. Okay. The arms package is the first for Ukraine to be announced since December 27th as the Pentagon has said it's out of money to replenish weapons that have been sent to Ukraine and Congress hasn't authorized more. U.S. officials claim that the new weapons package is being paid for using savings in the U.S. Army budget. Anybody smell horse shit? Because I do. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan announced the package and said it was assistance that Ukraine desperately needs to hold the line against Russian attacks and to push back against the continuing Russian onslaught in the east and in the east. That's what it says, in the east and in the east, okay? I didn't just fuck up. And other parts of Ukraine. Sullivan also pleaded for Congress to approve the $60 billion President Biden is seeking to fuel the proxy war in Ukraine for another year. We have said repeatedly here in this in the briefing room, and President Biden said it to the entire nation in the State of the Union last week, that we cannot provide ongoing assistance to Ukraine without significantly impacting our military readiness absent congressional action. He said, well, if they're setting you up for a fucking goddamn takeover by China, I guess this would make sense, wouldn't it? According to task and purpose, the package includes a cluster bomb variant of the 155-millimeter artillery shells known as dual-purpose improved conventional munitions. That's a good way of fucking hiding it. The U.S. First began shipping DPICMs to Ukraine last year as it is running low on the standard high-explosive 155-millimeter artillery rounds, which are also included in the arms package. Politico reported that the new arms package also includes a cluster bomb variant of the Army tactical missile system known as anti-personnel, anti-material missiles, which have a range of about 100 miles. The U.S. first sent APAM to Ukraine last year, but did not intentionally publicly disclose the shipment because it's a fucking war crime. I mean, you fuckers, you burn little kids up, man. You fucking monsters. You make me want to puke. Cluster bombs spread small submunitions known as bomblets over a large area. They are so hazardous to civilians because many of the submunitions do not explode on impact and can be found years or decades later, often by children, as they have in Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos, where the U.S. dropped hundreds of millions of bomblets during the Vietnam War. Yeah, it's hard to point your finger. Due to their indiscriminate nature, cluster bombs have been banned by over 100 countries, but the U.S., Ukraine, and Russia are not signatories to the treaty known as the Convention on Cluster Munitions, as they have no souls. The Pentagon said the weapons package also includes guided multiple launch rocket systems, munitions for the HIMARS rocket system, Stinger anti-aircraft missiles, 105-millimeter artillery shells, AT anti-tank weapons, demolitions munitions for obstacle clearing, and spare parts. You know, they were saying last week, I remember reading the article, they were out of fucking bullets. They couldn't shoot. They were out of bullets. You didn't send them no bullets? You're not using bullets? What was that, a fucking lie? Another fucking deception to try to get us to hand over? So, we could just stop eating people. They need to kill motherfuckers over there in Ukraine. It means nothing to us. Just stop fucking eating and send them your fucking food money. Tell them to get on it. Mexico congressman charged with violence for ex-post receives international rights group attention. This is by Dave, looks like Fife, Reclaim the Net. In April, an appeal for a response from the Mexican government has been lodged by an international human rights organization following the conviction of Mexican congressman and ex-presidential candidate Gabriel Cudari. He was found guilty of political violence due to social media posts about gender issues. The development raises significant concerns about freedom of speech and political censorship. Fag, fuck you fags, fuck you queers, fuck you goddamn transvestite, fuck you fucking sick in the head, son of a bitch and bastards that want to fucking destroy our children. You want to cut the dicks off our little boys. You want to cut the tits off our little girls. Fuck all ya. You sick in the head son of a bitches. Now what? You know, come and arrest me? Come fucking do it. Gabriel Cotari, a member of Mexico's National Action Party and an active political figure since 2012, faces challenges in his political career, including potential restrictions on his ability to run for re-election. He has been vocal about his commitment on upholding human rights obligations and freedom of expression. The controversy stems from Cuderi's social media post in which he expressed concerns over the allocation of congressional seats reserved for what he sees as men identifying as women and transgender women, and as well as comments on the biological reality in women's sports. Yeah, fucking you motherfuckers. You are so going to fucking pay, you 1% piece of fucking dog shit. I'm going to give drag shows in front of little fucking six-year-olds, you sick in the head motherfuckers. We got ways of dealing with your asses. And you fucking, this is war. You've gone past fucking goddamn push and shove and fucking daggers and all that shit. This is straight up fucking war. You've declared war on our fucking law. You've declared war on our people, and you are attacking our fucking children. You are attacking our people. You're committing genocide on our fucking people. And when we come at you, we will be totally within our fucking rights in doing so. We will come at you within the fucking law under that fucking article. We will blast your fucking ass out of this goddamn country. These posts led to his conviction, triggering criticism from free speech advocates. The Alliance Defending Freedom International has been particularly vocal, supporting Cuderi's stance and highlighting the implications of his civil and political rights, including his eligibility for re-election. Mexico's legal framework requires equal gender representation in government, a law that came into effect in 2019, and I have no freaking mercy for this son of a bitch. He's facilitating the invasion of my fucking country right now, you fucking spick motherfucker. You deserve to die is what you deserve. You're an enemy combatant motherfucker. I'm sick that this is the way they fucking got you, but Jesus Christ almighty, what are you? You're a fucking invader. You think you're going to fucking bring Mexico up here? You're going to find out we're going to shove that back clear down to goddamn Guatemala, you motherfucker. The international watchdogs demand echoing calls for justice to uphold freedom of speech and expression serves as a reminder of collective responsibility to champion these fundamental rights. Champion how? How are you going to fucking back this? He's just not, you read all this fucking goddamn propaganda garbage you fucking want. You won't see one son of a bitch say you better get your fucking gun out and you better fight. And I'm telling you what, we're fucking delinquent. We're late to the fucking fight, people. And the later we get, the more of us that have got to die for the rest of the motherfuckers who don't even deserve fucking freedom. This has triggered an international inspection body to request the Mexican government's response. The demand for transparency and accounting is crucial as government worldwide must cope with preserving such basic human rights, free speech, and expression. Efforts have intensified to ensure such suppressive actions do not go without appropriate repercussions. The international entity's intervention highlights its commitment to holding governments accountable for their actions and demanding immediate responses to injustice. So immediate response. Fuck, I'll give you a response. Fuck, I'll do it. I'll take up the fucking slack here. I'm condemning it. That'll do it. Well, this is one dignitary dignitary's conviction. The implications are far-reaching, if not adequately addressed. Such cases of censorship can indeed perpetuate a dangerous cycle of suppressing critical voices, fostering an environment corrosive to the promotion of democratic values. Shove your democratic values, and I really don't care what happens to fucking Mexico. Except when we go to run these motherfuckers out, we're going to run them clear down to Mexico City and burn that motherfucker to the ground. They'll never be a problem to us again. What has happened to Congressman Cuderi is a serious violation of free speech rights. I don't know about no free speech rights in fucking Mexico. They don't have a bill of fucking rights. They're fucking communists. And will further violate his civil and political rights should he be barred from running for office on the basis of a shame conviction for violence. Qatari peacefully expressed his convictions on Twitter, formerly known as X, obviously the Prince, standing up for the rights of women, and Julo Pachel, ADF International lead lawyer for the case. Paulo added, "We are pleased that the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights has demanded a response from the Mexican government." Well, they had to look at your own goddamn fucking law in this country, you sons of bitches, because you are in fucking gross fucking violation of the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable, ratified by the fucking representatives of the people's law of December 15, 1791, ad nauseam. We have the right to kill every fucking one of you. This is a pivotal moment for fundamental freedoms. If elected officials are not free to debate the issues of our time, what hope is there for everyone else? The commission should work to reach a just resolution. Fuck you. Fuck your fucking communist committee. Shove it up your Mexican fucking ass. I don't care. For the congressman paving the way for greater free speech accountability in Mexico. Fuck you. Rubbish. That's what this shit is. You want to know what you got to do? You better get up and goddamn fight, or you're going to lose this goddamn country, and it's going to be lost to fucking cowardice. And we'll have a conversation about it while we're sticking a fucking knife. We'll shoot your fucking asses down. We'll have all the fucking guns. It's all right for us to have fucking guns, explosives, whatever in the fuck we want as your fucking servants. But go to hell. Anyway, back we go. Let's see what we got here. Netanyahu vows he will finish the job in Gaza. Ain't that what Trumpy said? Trumpy's all for this fucking goddamn genocide Trump. That motherfucker, he comes out and he said he's the best president fucking goddamn Mexico ever had. And that is his goddamn words. I heard him. And you got fucking, here's Netanyahu. I was surprised he didn't draw a little bomb or some kind of shit, that fucking retard. But you keep your red pen ready, buddy, because the fucking world's getting ready to come down on your fucking ass hard. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has promised an assault on the Palestinian city of Rafah, despite international calls demanding a ceasefire to spare civilian lives. Well, of course he is, because who's going to do something? Who's going to do something about it? Huh? Besides, run your fucking mouths. Netanyahu reaffirmed his goal of eliminating the Palestinian Hamas movement, insisting that no amount of international pressure and criticism over civilian casualties will stop him. We're going to get every fucking baby. Those little babies, they carry little baby machine guns and stuff. You know, the little 3 or 4 year olds, they're just fucking little Hamas terrorists. Kill every fucking one of them, commit genocide right in our fucking face. I mean, the people of this fucking world, not just of this fucking sick United States, home of the land of the free, home of the fucking brave, my ball sack, the whole fucking world standing there in this little piss hole in the fucking desert is committing blatant fucking genocide right in our fucking faces. It's just like here in the United States. Somebody's beating a pregnant woman. Get your phone out and film it. Make sure you get that on film. This is just unbelievable. I think I'm from another fucking planet, because I can't be from this sick son of a bitch. He claimed that Israel's very survival is at stake. Shit. And that a total victory was within reach. You know, a total fucking war in the fucking Middle East. Lebanon's next. And then Jordan, you better fucking pull your pants up, because you're fixing to get it, whether you know it or not. And then Iran and Turkey, the same. You better get ready to do, you better go at it at fucking once. RT reports Netanyahu vowed to bring the offensive into Rafah, a major city near Gaza's border with Egypt and the last refuge of some 1.5 million, in a video addressed to the pro-Israel IPAC organization in Washington on Tuesday. So he's over here in our fucking country. This foreign motherfucker who has no jurisdictional authority in this country whatsoever, goddamn ever. And the goddamn people who are fucking God committing treason against we the people sitting down, AIPAC, goddamn fucking Israel's fucking goddamn strong arm in this goddamn country, huh? Controlling the fucking people by controlling the fucking goddamn currencies and shit. Oh yeah, you betcha. To address pro-Israel IPAC, he came over here to one of his colonial provinces. That's what he did. Egypt and the last refuge of some 1.5 million organization in Washington on Tuesday. The city and its surrounding things became crowded with refugees after the Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, instructed Palestinians to flee the north part of the enclave. Where in the fuck are they going to go? Egypt's put up a goddamn fence. Flee over there by them fucking trucks. How stupid do you think people are? Don't give me an answer to that. Fucking, you think people are dumb, Netanyahu? You're the dumb son of a bitch. You don't see the writing on the wall, do you? Well, I do. The Israeli prime minister repeatedly rejected international calls for a ceasefire, arguing that the IDF must clear out the remaining Hamas strongholds. You know, the fucking hospitals and the fucking schools and refugee camps, man, with the little kids, and blow their fucking arms off and blow their fucking legs off and blow up pregnant fucking women. We got a lot more fucking Palestinians to commit genocide on, you fucking piece of shit. And hey, if you're out there sweating right now, if you're on the fucking job, you're listening, you're fucking paying for this. You are fucking financing this fucking genocide. To win the war, we must destroy the remaining Hamas battalions in Rafah. Netanyahu insisted if not, Hamas will regroup, rearm, and reconquer Gaza, and then we'll be back to square one. That's an intolerable threat that we cannot accept. They're running like fucking rabbits. From fucking the goddamn thousand people chasing them with shotguns. They're running like rabbits, but if we don't kill every man, woman, and child, man, one of them little fucking four-year-olds is going to grow up and come back and take it away. I can feel it. We will finish the job. That's what fucking Trumpy said. He had already talked to his fucking boss, fucking Netanyahu, fucking piece of shit. Hey, you people, you fucking supporting genocide, you're going to get... I'm going to vote. I'm going to support genocide fucking goddamn Trump. And hey, let's look at it, man. I'm pretty sure that he hasn't pedophiled near as many children as fucking Biden has. Biden's got his share, though. He's a sniffing motherfucker. We'll finish the job at Rafah while enabling the civilian population to get out of the harm's way, he added. That's what they've been saying all the way through there, is they bomb people's fucking homes. Fucking, there's so many people buried in the fucking rubble of what was once the fucking Gaza fucking strip. And not to mention, they're fucking, what about, hey, tell me this, son of a bitch, what about the goddamn people out there selling the property that belongs to the goddamn Palestinians in the Gaza Strip? Yeah, we can get that shit rubble cleared away. There's a few bodies. We'll get rid of the son of a bitches. We'll throw them in a fucking truck and go dump them in a ditch somewhere. Don't worry about it. Nice fucking oceanfront property. Come one, come all. Just be a Jew. Hamas fighters attacked Israel on October 7th. Yeah, Hamas fighters created by fucking Israel to replace the Palestinian Authority. Hamas fighters attacked Israel on August 7th under orders from the fucking goddamn Netanyahu and gang, killing around 1,200 people and taking more than 200 hostages back to Gaza. You got to wonder what kind of fucking bribe they got for this. Netanyahu responded by declaring war on the Palestinian militant group and imposing a near total siege on the enclave. In just over 5 months of fighting, Israeli forces have killed more than 31,000 Palestinians. I don't count the ones still buried in the mountains and mountains and mountains of fucking rubble. I mean, there's got to be another 4,000, 5,000, 10,000 people in there. But they're just fucking goddamn Palestinians, you know? They're just goddamn vermin. You got to kill them all. You got to kill the gnats. They grow into fucking goddamn lice, don't they, I guess? Anyway, that's the way the saying goes. Palestinians, mostly civilians, according to God's health ministry. Netanyahu, however, claimed that since the beginning of the war, the IDF has taken measures to minimize civilian casualties. Yeah, you mean like sitting there and fucking sniping kids? Sniping fucking people trying to cross the street? When people come to get the fucking to the aid trucks, opening up on them? Is that what you're talking about there, you lying fucking Jew prick motherfucking Zionist pig shit eating motherfucker that no other army has taken in history? Oh, horse shit. Horse fucking shit. Are you going to tell a lie? I guess you're a Goebbels worshiping motherfucker. You're going to tell a lie, tell the biggest fucking lie that can be told. You're a fucking liar, Netanyahu, and you're a fucking murdering, genocidal piece of shit that deserves to be at the end of a fucking rope or in front of a firing squad. Got that, motherfucker? We will destroy Hamas that we created. Free our hostages that we fucking made hostages, and ensure that Gaza doesn't ever pose a threat to Israel again, he added. Netanyahu's latest comments came on the first day of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Egypt, Qatar, and the U.S. Tried to broker a truce between Israel and Hamas before Monday, and UN Chief Antonio Guterres called for a ceasefire during Ramadan. Fuck you. We're fucking Jews. We do what we want. We're just a fucking little portion, but fucking goddamn, we own your goddamn people. You own the they own the key fucking positions in every government. They're the AR, the fucking operators for the international corporate mafia. Of course, the Rothschilds, I mean, it's at the top. They still go and they bow before King Chuck and what might have you, but these are the motherfucking dirty son of a bitch and kike bastards that fucking murder fucking people for fucking the fun of it. Let's see what we got here. I think we'll take a break. It's at the 30 mark and we'll be right back.
Broadcast from the trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
As we sail into the mystic, oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. How magnificently we will fold into the mystic. When that foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And together we will fold into the mystic. Come on, girl.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. And it is 12:36 Pacific time, and that was Dan Morrison with Into the Mystic. We should do it for break. Something that's fucking different, I guess. Get back over here. One, Boeing whistleblower's family says hostile work environment to blame for death, and the guy committed suicide. And I don't believe one fucking word. They probably said, you'll be fucking next. You listen to the guy talk. There's a video. And see if you believe it. Wife of man sentenced to 2 years in prison for free speech issue warning. We better listen to that. I mean, oh, it's a video. I'm sorry. So we can't. The so-called TikTok ban is a Trojan horse. The president will be given the power to ban websites, do it. Fucking do it, dude. And then the talking's done. Plain and simple. Whenever you're ready, motherfucker. The person breaking the new law is deemed to be a U.S. offshore internet hosting service or app store, not for foreign adversaries. Now, I know what you want. I know what you want to fucking do. Project Whistleblower Volumes 1 and 2, and this thing's like 2 fucking hours long if you want to watch it. Illegal immigrants could soon get help to buy homes in California. I think we did that yesterday on a different version. Police in the Netherlands pay Dutch comedian Hans Tewin a personal house call after he makes jokes about the mayor of Amsterdam. Welcome to the new normal. Well, yeah, that's about it. Well, why don't you come to my fucking house, you son of a bitch? I say the mayor of Amsterdam sucks fucking dicks. Latest draft of World Health Organization amendments to international health regulations still contain references to power over misinformation and vaccine passports. That's by Dick Rankovic, Reclaim the Net. The UN's World Health Organization has been toiling away in relative obscurity for decades, but it was the pandemic that really brought it to the fore. I think it should be forefront, but we'll take it. The UN and various governments governments would no doubt say that it played its role perfectly, and critics might do the same, but they will vehemently disagree on what the role was and is supposed to continue to be. Is World Health Organization a benevolent international promoter of health and safety, and in particular when it comes to the most vulnerable categories of population worldwide, or is it yet another globalist group bent on a serious power grab and genocide of the fucking people? Don't I see that you just, you're part of the story, milquetoast motherfucker, robbing national authorities of aid or of agency in this particular sensitive sector. Some actions, such as a number of provisions contained in the effort to amend the 2005 International Health Regulations, have given pause even to those who may not bill themselves as being against globalization. That's been the World Health Organization attempt to wade in on issues like misinformation, disinformation, vaccine passports, and all this in the context of explaining its own related powers. You have no fucking powers in the United States over any individual free sovereign national. You better get that through your fucking head before it's a bullet through your fucking head. Come and try it whenever you're fucking ready. Now, observers say that the latest draft of these amendments seems to have toned things down a bit. I bet you better a little, but continues to provide the World Health Organization expanded powers along the said lines. Who's providing those fucking expanded powers? Who's got the guns that are going to match the guns that are going to blow them and their fucking presumed fucking powers the fuck out of this country? Who? Don't say a little bit. Things down a little, but continues to provide. Who does? Let's see. Latest draft, these amendments seem to have toned things down a little, but continues to provide. It don't fucking say who's got these big fucking monster balls, does it? Initially, the amendments were worded such to allow the World Health Organization to strengthen its own abilities. You're a fucking non-governmental fucking organization. You come here and try to violate my rights, I fucking kill you. That's how it works. Its own abilities when it came to combating misinformation, disinformation, whereas now the text says that the World Health Organization will coordinate and support locally on matters like risk communications, including misinformation, etc. The other important point is vaccine passports, and which entity has the ultimate say in issuing and requiring them? None of you. You can require nothing of fucking me. You have no jurisdictional authority over me, and you try to presume some, I'll presume to blow your fucking head off. That's how it works. On this, World Health Organization still wants the ability to require these, as well as recommended to nation states to carry out a number of proof reviewing exercises. Do it. Fucking do it. These concerns, not only vaccine passports, proof of vaccination, or prophylaxis, but also proof of medical examinations and lab analysis. You're going to send me to the doctor, are you? I'll send you the fucking, you'll leave here in an ambulance or a hearse. And proof of measures taken on departure or in transit to eliminate infections, or contaminations. Under the amendments, anyone who refuses to be examined or vaccinated can be denied entry into a country. Where in the fuck would you go? Another point of interest, reinterpreted by some as a way to let private companies participate in both the war on misinformation and vaccine passports efforts, is the provision that says non-state actors must comply with health measures taken under the IHR. Non-state actors. I'm not a state actor, and I'm not going to comply with you. You can fuck off. and the World Health Organization can still declare an early action alert. Do it. Do it, do it. I mean, you're talking out your ass until you do it. You fucking shit or get off the pot, you fucking punk bitches. And the pandemic emergency, do it. Do it, do it, do it. Let's get this shit over with. Let's see. That's a... worth saying the fucking headline. It's a video. Uprising: two lawyers who testify against requiring proof of citizenship to vote in the United States elections are former employees of George Soros, who isn't in fucking... why isn't this fucker in prison? I mean, if there was law in this fucking country, which there is, it just isn't being enforced by the people who have to enforce it, the fucking people, we the people. This is what happens. People like George Soros piss all over you, spit in your face, kick you to the fucking street, and you fucking take it like the punk bitches you are. Open Society Foundation. Project Veritas recording shows top Pfizer scientists suppress concerns over COVID-19 boosters mRNA tech. Let's see. Okay, this is by Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge. Former Project Veritas and O'Keefe Media Group operative and Pfizer information analyst scientist Justin Leslie revealed previously unpublished recordings showing Pfizer top vaccine researchers discussing major concerns surrounding COVID-19 vaccine. Leslie delivered these recordings to Veritas in late 2021, but they were never published. They weren't. How come? Featured in Leslie's footage in Kanawal Gill, a principal scientist at Pfizer, Gill was weary of mRNA technology given its long research history. It's given its long research history, yet back of lack of approved commercial products. She called the vaccine sneaky, suggesting latent side effects could emerge any time. Gill goes on to illustrate how the vaccine formulation process was dramatically rushed under the FDA's emergency use authorization, and that profit incentives likely paid a role. I'm just not going to believe this kind of propaganda against the pharmaceutical companies. Come on, people. You think they do that for money? They love people. They love us. They're trying to save us. It's going to affect my heart and I'm going to die, and nobody's talking about that. Well, fucking, it's affected a lot of people's hearts. A lot of people have died. Raymond Darvell, experienced pharmaceutical formulation and delivery professional. Bye. Leslie recorded another college Pfizer pharmaceutical formulation scientist, Raymond Daravere, who raised the since validated concern that repeat boost intake could damage the cardio. You gonna tell us anything fucking new? I mean, what the hell am we wasting our time on this shit for, is what I'd like to fucking know. We already know this. We knew it back then. We fucking called it right out the fucking gate, the fucking when it was happening. Too bad nobody fucking listened then. Because you see a fucking expert, some fucking son of a bitch that, I don't know. Foreigners come into our country illegally and get debit cards, free hotels, food, transportation, free education and health insurance. Meanwhile, these are the streets of Philadelphia. And it's just, watch the video if you want. It's just another fucking third world fucking country like they fucking intended. They act like this is some kind of accident or a whoops-a-daisy or something. This is exactly what was intended. This is exactly what is done. Belgian nationalist sentenced to a year in prison over hateful memes shared in private chat group. This is by Chris Minanahan, Information Liberation, Belgian nationalist activist and former member of the parliament, Dries van Langenhove, was sentenced to 1 year in prison on Tuesday for being a part of a private group that group chat 7 years ago, where people shared racist and anti-Semitic memes. Anti-Semitic memes? No, no, you can't talk about the fucking chosen people, chosen by the God that they fucking actually created. You know, that's where the Old Testaments come from. The Jews just sit down and they made him up a fucking God, and they fucking called him Yahweh, and they put him in the fucking book. And the Christians, they just took it up from fucking there. But, you know, it's all supposed to be the same God, you know, the Muslims. But you, if you watch your, look at your history, every time a new group arose, like the Muslims or the Christians, there was conquest, there was empire. And why was it like that? Well, because you can't get a fella to go out and fucking die to obtain land that he knows he's just going to be a slave or a serf on. To get the people united behind you to for conquest and fucking to make yourself fucking filthy rich and a god on this earth, what you have to do is you have to get them all of the same idea, get them all believing in the same fucking God. Our gods, you know, and not to mention it's the same fucking God. It's insane. It's fucking insane. And people are insane for fucking buying into it. I can't explain it. He was a private group chat where offensive memes were posted. He added, "This is an absolute disgrace. Western regimes are reaching new levels of tyranny to suppress nationalism. They sure as hell are." Elon Musk highlighted the insane case to his 176 million followers. Oh, fuck you. The chats on the Shield and Friends site included the most macabre jokes and memes on anything from famine in Africa to a Holocaust concentration camps. If somebody wants to fucking tell a fucking joke, you don't have a right to tell us what to think or talk about. You better get that through your fucking heads, because that's something you're never going to achieve. You better get the fuck out of here while you can. Van Langenhove, 30, said he did not commit any crimes. A years-long investigation on which the Justice Department wasted millions of euros of taxpayer money shows that the activists cannot be charged with anything other than some memes, humor memes, that I didn't even post myself, he said in a reaction. Some of the parties in the case lodged complaints following the VRT documentary, the ridiculing of gas chambers, of incinerators, that was so over the top for me that I spontaneously lodged a complaint. Why don't you just turn the fucker off? You don't want to see something. I don't care where in the hell it's at. Just turn it off. Whatever mechanical device, I had to watch it so that I could call up and say, they made my fucking feet tingle. Said Henry Hermans, a former magistrate whose parents survived the Nazi death camps. Was he one of the 600,000? Then, of course, I unwittingly ended up in a procedural battle that lasted for 4 years. Van Langenhove was not at the court in Ghent, some 50 kilometers, 30 miles west of Brussels, but his lawyer said he would appeal the ruling, which automatically suspends his imprisonment. He was also fined 16,000 euros, $17,470. In a similar case weeks ago, a British national, Sam Mealy, was sentenced to 2 years in prison in the UK for intending to stir up racial hatred by sharing various anti-immigration stickers. You fucking try that shit, you son of a bitches. There are people out here who will not fucking tolerate your shit. American nationalist Douglas Mackey in October 2023 was sentenced to 7 months in prison for sharing jokes, memes on Twitter claiming Democrats could vote for Hillary Clinton by phone in the 2016 election. Come on. Well, you know what? You didn't fucking shoot him. That's why. You're easy fucking pickings. That's fucking why. Two weeks ago, the Israeli paper, the Jerusalem Post, ran a column calling for anti-Semitism to be criminalized worldwide in order to stop criticism of Israel and their genocidal ethnic cleansing campaign in Gaza. And South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, that fucking treasonous cunt, I've noticed that nobody in fucking South Dakota has called this bitch out on this. What's wrong with you, a bunch of cunts up there? You're going to fucking stand for this? This is a straight up violation. It cannot be argued that it is not. Of the very first clause in the very first fucking article of the fucking Bill of Rights. There's no question. It can't even, there's no argument against it. When she signed it, she committed fucking goddamn treason. And those motherfucking kikes that were all the fucking around her committed fucking treason and sedition. They should have been put up against the wall that afternoon because it was prima facie. There's no need for a fucking trial when you're at fucking war and somebody throws something like that shit out at you. Why don't you try it, you fucking bitch? Hey, you fuckers in Oregon, you better get to doing this, man. This looks pretty fucking popular. Let's fucking do it. Noem heeded the call and without any care for the First Amendment, it's not the First Amendment, you fucking retard, ripped that goddamn Bill of Rights right off of that son of a bitch in the original fucking Constitution, put it in your fucking hands because that's where it was before it was stuck on that son of a bitch. And it was the law of this land, it is the law of this land, and it is our fucking duty to fucking enforce it by itself. Fuck that Constitution. Shove it up your fucking ass. The Constitution it never was. The people never granted authority for. It was all set up. The anti-federalists, man, there weren't that many people but stupid back then. But fucking, you know, they got the Bill of Rights and they figured out, we got that. We always got the right to go shoot the son of a bitches if they try it. But then they, all the years of the nice scraps off the table, bigger scraps, going and fighting foreign wars. Then the Act of 1871, which nobody fucking understood because they were too busy doing other shit and they didn't fucking follow what was happening. And the Bill of 1875, which made it not the corporation, a different corporation, all fucking fraudulent, all fucking acts of treason. And every fucking one of them just fucking allowed it. Like we're allowing it, but we still have that Bill of Rights. On that first fucking constitution, it's written just like on a corner of it. Rip that son of a bitch off there because it is the law of the fucking land, the only law of this fucking land, the only law ratified by the representatives of the fucking people. And rip that son of a bitch off there and let's go to fucking work. Let's fucking enforce that son of a bitch. Let's hang these motherfuckers. Let's put them up against the fucking wall. And we don't have to have it in our hand to do that. God damn it, they have declared war on us and our fucking way of life. They've declared us their fucking slaves. You don't tell us what to fucking do. You don't tell us what to fucking say, you fucking cunt. Fuck you and fuck your Jews. Fuck the Jews. Fuck the Jews. You got that, you fucking Jew? Well, you were their fucking prostitute. How much did they pay you? Huh? Did you give them all a fucking blowjob while you were at it? I mean, you look like you were quite attentive there, bitch, as you were committing your fucking treason. And it is fucking treason. It can't be argued. No way. Where are we at? 57? That's the guy with the memes. Most U.S. cheese contains GMO made by Pfizer. And this was, I mean, this was a good article, actually. Cheese was traditionally made using just four ingredients, milk, salt, starter, culture, and animal rennet. It's the animal rennet. And this is 90%, I think these are 90 or 70 or 90% of the fucking cheese. But now there are four types of rennet used in the cheese-making industry, animal rennet, vegetable rennet, microbial rennet, and genetically modified version called FPC fermentation product, chinchimosin, which is made by Pfizer. Pfizer's making this shit that's going in. Let's see how much cheese is. Bioengineered FPC was granted generally regarded as safe, a status which exempted Pfizer from the pre-approved requirements that apply to other food additives. So they put GMO shit into the fucking goddamn cheese, and they don't have to tell you. They don't have to put it on the goddamn package. You don't know it. You're just eating it and fucking, oh, we don't know what it'll do. We never had to experiment with it. More than 90% of American cheese is made from the FPC rennet, but customers do not know what they are eating because the ingredient label doesn't distinguish between bioengineered rennet and the original animal-based type. So this is, again, well, they're putting fucking the goddamn kill shot in your fucking... vegetables. I mean, it's all to kill you. They're trying to kill you. Maybe you should try killing them back. That's what you do in a fucking war, you know? A war ain't a fucking goddamn mass execution where you stand there with fucking fully fucking armed, plenty of ammunition, and you just let them fucking mow your ass down. Or you don't even do that. Just say, do you think, give me some of that, biological kill agent. I'll just go ahead. I don't want no trouble. Go ahead and eat it like a fucking goddamn cow you are. Our people are disgusting. Our people are nothing. And they are not going to mean nothing until they stand up. Well, I don't know. They ain't even had to come to your fucking door and rape your... Well, they raped a few fucking people. That girl got raped. We had an article about that up here. About the girl being raped by the three fucking Guatemalans. But that you know, that's just normal day life now. I mean, it's something we have acquiesced to. We have fucking goddamn rising. Let's see, where was it? Life of man says willing to support. Normally quiet, peaceful neighborhood in Florida was shaken this week when three illegals from Guatemala were arrested for forcing a woman into a car and sexually assaulting her. Apparently, Florida also gives illegals driver's licenses. This is what you can expect, and this is only going to get worse every fucking day. Why? Because you're not doing a goddamn thing about it. You're afraid of them people in them funny looking clothes that got riding on the side of their fucking car, ain't ya? That's the goddamn problem. No fucking guts. I believe that our true forefathers, the ones that fought and bled for those fucking rights to be made law, are rolling over in their fucking grave and thinking, goddamn, we never thought that our progeny would be cowards like this, that they would just fucking bow to the shit, or that they, you know, in the worst case scenario, they would put their religion, they would put their fucking goddamn mammon, they'd put everything aside, and they'd reestablish the fucking people's supreme, superior, absolute jurisdiction over this fucking land, and which would, that'd take care of everything, to tell you the truth. But no, man, I mean, goddamn, I can make an extra dollar by letting this fucking shit go on. And that's what people are doing. They're just fucking trying to, and maybe if we vote Trump in, I can make another for you. How much money, more money I can make before we really have to do something? Yeah, another million people have to fucking die because they'll be that more entrenched. But man, I could make fucking, you know, $600,000 or $800,000 fucking dollars, man. It's worth it to me to give your children over to fucking, because remember who's going to be fucking doing this. They committed genocide in Palestine. You think they don't intend on committing it right here where we're at? You own this fucking place by right and by fucking, and it's on paper. They want to fucking snuff your ass out. They want to snuff your children out. And you think they won't do it? I mean, I want to hear some asshole say, I don't think they'll do it. They're doing it. You're sitting and watching it. So don't fucking even think about telling me that. Anyways, I've had enough of this shit. I'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches, on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And hey, South Dakota, how's it feel taking it up the ass by a fucking bunch of fucking kikes and their fucking whore? That's The Word from the Trenches. I'm
give up.